Danny Hip Hop album review, Wale, the album about nothing. But before we get into that review, make sure you go check out the new and improved Danny Hip Hop website where you can go and get your new t-shirt. We don't have one on. We had the vintage joint be wearing, but we got new t-shirts on there, so go make sure you support. You could also support by on the YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe, number one. And the second thing, make sure you go check out our fan funding, man. But make sure you subscribe at the bare minimum, because we do this because we love it, man. Now back to the review. Wale, the album about nothing. We skipped a couple Wale projects. it's been like 2-3 years. Huh?
Nah, he's dropped some more joints. He had Festivus. Yeah. Yeah, The Gifted.
Mm-hmm.
He's got like two or three projects since we reviewed that.
And a mixtape.
Oh,
yeah.
I was just thinking this album.
Yeah, nah, it's been.
He got a filter on his internet that just filter out all Wale. Like that Twitter thing. He doesn't show up on his radar.
Honestly, for me, this is the best project I heard from Wale since Attention Deficit. When I saw the title, The Album About Nothing, and I saw the album cover, I'm like, okay, I'm not sure where he's going. Then when I saw the track list and everything starts the something, like the body, the matrimony, the glass egg, the girls on drugs. So I'm like, okay, where is he going with this?
And doesn't he have a mixtape called The Mixtape About Nothing? Yeah, that's a spinoff of that.
Okay, yeah, I didn't catch that mixtape.
The same theme and everything. The titles of the songs was the, you know, in the mixtape as well.
Yeah, I missed that. You know, I'm not a big.
And that was like a Seinfeld theme or something like that.
Yeah, so is this one. Okay. So is this one. And I thought that it was interesting how he tied in Seinfeld, because I wouldn't say I'm a big Seinfeld fan, but I definitely kept up with the show. And I thought how, you know, it was just a concept of really about nothing, about Seinfeld's life, but you caught a lot of different glimpses. And I thought Wale did a good job of doing that with this album. Production wise, oh, this motherfucker bumping the whip. This joint right here, like Helium Balloon, the first joint right after the intro. I thought that was really dope. The Pessimist with J. Cole, that was another great song. The White Shoes, I thought was a really good song, because I like the message that he had behind that. I really like how, you know, at the end of the day, you just keep yourself clean. You know, you're gonna go through shit, but everything seems to work itself out. And what's another good one? The Need to Know with SZA. I thought that was another really good one, because I really haven't been feeling, I really haven't checked out SZA's whole catalog and stuff like that, but whenever I hear a couple features, I'm not really, but I thought that this was really good. One of my other favorites was, I don't know if it was the first single off of this project, but The Body with Jeremiah. I thought that was dope. I really like Jeremiah.
That was the first thing.
So I really like that song. I'm a real big Jeremiah fan from Chicago. I like a lot of Chicago artists, but he's definitely dope. And I really feel like on that song, Jeremiah more made it than Wale, but Wale didn't take away from it. And just overall, even the Matrimony with Usher, I just felt overall this was a very comfortable project for Wale. I felt like some of his previous ones, man, he wasn't really in a comfort zone. I think that this is the most comfortable he's sounded since he's been on MMG. So I'm excited for him. Again, I'm not necessarily the biggest Wale fan, but I am a fan of good music, and I fuck with this. It definitely bumps in the whip.
You know what I like about this project is that Wale did return back to rapping about stuff, you know, about his content increased on this project. And you know, even the play on the on the album title, The Album About Nothing, when there's a whole bunch of stuff actually packed in here for people to pull out. You know, the girls on drugs, where he's talking about the different women that be going through the issues and taking drugs and stuff in order to feel good about themselves. White Shoes, and how, you know, Seinfeld actually had, you know, more of a positive way of spinning the White Shoes, whereas Wale came back in and took more of a like a negative viewpoint on it, talking about, you know, people kill over shoes, you know, and stuff like that. People spend money to get shoes just to look fresh.
And how dudes, you know, they want to get buried in their white shoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Pessimist, I love the aggression on that one, you know, and how, you know, he addressed some of the things that was going on his life. And then Middle Finger, you know, and stuff like that. And then even when you go all the way down to the Matrimony with Usher, I like how, you know, I know he gets criticized a lot for doing all these love songs, and they say he do songs for girls, this, that, and the other. But I think it's good to have something different than the constant, music that rap songs that we hear that's talking about women in a negative light. So, you know, for him to actually take that and take that approach, I think it's good that Wale is out here actually doing something, you know, in that lane. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's just talking about black love and all this other stuff. So I thought that was cool. You know, yeah, he gets criticized for it, but, you know, at the same time, we need somebody to kind of provide that balance. But more importantly, man, I think just Wale, like you say, he's back in his comfort zone. I remember hearing about Wale and people talking about Wale and Wale this, Wale that. And I used to listen to his stuff, and I never really did, you know, get into his music. And it was the mixtape About Nothing was the one that when I listened to that, I was like, oh, okay. You know what? I like this guy. But he was rapping about, you know, stuff going on in the industry and society. So, you know, the mixtape itself had content in it that appealed to me, and I liked that. I think it was the Kramer was the one that really pulled me in when, I can't think of the guy's original name, but you know, when he did,
well, maybe he's a nigger.
Yeah, he's a nigger.
He's a nigger.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
a nigger.
Yeah, yeah. So that was the first, that was, yeah, man, cause that,
just like
he sure did. So yeah, I thought it was cool that he actually rapped about that because, and that, look, this was a while back, but I think there wasn't a lot of people really talking about that in hip hop that I remember. If I'm wrong, you know, it was a while back, forgive me. Then he joined the industry, and then he had attention deficit with Lady Gaga and, you know, all this other stuff. So he became part of the industry that he was talking about. And then he signed the MMG, and then he started making the 600 Ben songs and this, that, and the other. And, you know, so, you know, he was kind of trying to find his place, you know, and I think now he is in a good spot. You know, he was personal about some things that was going on in his life on this particular project. And, you know, you're talking about a guy, man. Wale cares about what he's doing, man. He cares about his craft, and you know, we
sometimes a little, like,
sometimes a little too much. Yeah,
yeah. He's definitely emotional regarding his music.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You know, we remember what happened with him at Complex, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Happened with that again?
You remember what he called?
Yeah.
My album wasn't better than who was it?
I don't know, but yeah, it was somebody bad.
The guy from 3-6, Juicy J.
Juicy J.
Yeah. My album ain't better than Juicy J's? For real? My album ain't better than Juicy J's?
Man.
Motherfucker, what?
Yeah. He's serious, man. He really thinks that when he put a project out, it's the best project out there, period. But yeah, man. But other than that, though, man, I like that he returned back to, you know, content and stuff that kind of appealed to me. And I think that, and I like that, you know, a guy on his level, I guess we can say he's mainstream, is putting out an album that's addressing some of those topics that he addressed on that. So yeah, man, I'm cool with this album.
I gave the first like maybe 5 or 6 songs. I was like, okay, this is, you know, this is a pretty decent project. You know, so I'm like, okay, Wale, what's that with the intro, Helium Balloon, the Pessimist, how he's kind of talking about issues, you know, black male issues in America, and then he went from that to Middle Finger You, where he's pretty much talking like the industry and his friends, like balancing fame and his friends at the same time and everything since signing with MMG. But after like Middle Finger, then it got to One Time for Houston. Now I understand he did the little chop and screw it, little shot, you know, dedication to Houston or whatever, but I wasn't really feeling that joint. Girls on Drugs with that Janet Jackson sample, I was like, no. I was feeling God's Smile, but then it got the Success. I like the Success. I don't know, maybe because of the Jake One track, but I just like the way Wale sound over that track. His flow over that track was dope. Everything on there was dope. But that's about really it. I mean, I didn't, you know, Holy Matrimony, I get it. It's good to see someone like, you know, and Wale's not a stranger of like wearing his, you know, feelings, on his emotions on his sleeve. So, I mean, I can appreciate that. Him talking about losing his first child to miscarriage or whatever like that. It's cool. It just wasn't, you know, my type of thing. I prefer the first 5 songs on here. I actually liked it because when they first started, I'm like, damn, I'm liking this so far. Like each track, I was just like, I was liking it. Middle Finger You, One Time Houston. It just, after that, it just went downhill for me. Sonically, I was just like, I ain't really feeling the rest of this track. But give me them first 5 songs, man. I was like, hey, I'm all in. I like it. But just like people said, though, he do sound like he's, you know, comfortable back in his own, in his space. I mean, of course, and I like the mixtape About Nothing, and I like Back to the Features. Them always been my favorite Wale projects that he's put out. Tension Deficit was okay. But yeah, back to the features and the mixtape about nothing. I liked it, and I'm glad, you know. And when I saw the Seinfeld thing, I said, okay, yeah, Seinfeld little interludes, him talking and everything. Another track, even though I didn't care for it, but you know, again, he's wearing this emotions on his sleeves and just talking about certain issues that need to know. This is a
how he flipped that music.
Yeah, yeah. Music and with Music Soul Child, the chorus, but just how he's talking about being in an open relationship. You know, how Seinfeld was talking about him, you know, his experience, I guess, dealing with groupies and stuff. Because, you know, Wale, what's that he tweeted, I think, not too long ago, like, man, being single sucks. So it just shows you that, dude, you know, he's an emotional dude, man. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that. But first of all, the track, man, I love. The rest of it was just like, it wasn't really my kind of flavor. I mean, yeah, them last like three tracks were just super R&B-ish. But that's Wale's known for kind of making those R&B hip hop kind of crossover type of tracks. So I was just when it got to the Bloom and the Matrimony, I was like, okay, I was expecting that type of Wale.
It's typical Wale. Yeah, you're talking about a guy that has poems. You know, he's doing poetry and songs.
Right. So but when it first started off, I wasn't getting that though. The first five songs, I'm like, okay, yeah, this dude is rapping. So I'm like, cool, but after Middle Finger U, it was just like, it kind of ended up being like background music after a while, like just playing, and it was just like, okay, I need to listen to this again, because I wasn't listening to the other previous tracks, so let me listen to that track again, even though I wasn't feeling it. So it was one of those type of issues, but that's what I got. First five.
I'm not a fan of Seinfeld. I would go on record as saying I absolutely hate that fucking show. My roommates, when I was in college, they used to love that fucking show. I'd walk in, I don't get it. What are you laughing at? Yeah. No soup for you. Why is that funny? I don't get why that's funny. So when I see Wale again teaming up with Seinfeld, album about nothing, I'm like, I'm probably not really gonna enjoy this. But it started out, like B said, it started out pretty cool. The intro was cool. And when it got to Helium Balloon, I was like, okay. And then after that, and I know that's early in the album.
After that.
After that, I was just like, I can't do this. This album bored me to tears. I was peeling back my cuticles to stay awake listening to this. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful. But that probably is disrespectful. I'm not trying to be. But I can't connect with this. And it's like Wale is a good rapper, and I like that he puts his heart into his music. You can tell that he's pouring himself into these tracks. It's just the music aesthetically comes off a bit dry. You know, but I like his concepts, the idea behind Helium Balloon, the whole idea of him being this balloon and the fans being the kid holding the string, you know, letting the balloon tug but not really wanting to let it go. You know what I mean? I thought that was actually a deep concept of him, you know, of the fans wanting him to be mainstream, but at the same time kind of holding him back a little bit, saying, no, we don't want you to do this. You know, huh? Yeah, they want mixtape Wale still, right? Yeah, White Shoes being the whole idea, like the whole anti-consumerism idea behind White Shoes. Middle Finger was a song that I actually really dug. I think he sounded a bit like Cudi, at least on the verse. I mean, on the chorus where he's, I forget the chorus now. Was it Fuck You, Leave Me Alone or something? Wasn't that?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that
Leave Me Alone. Yeah.
Sounded a lot like Cudi on that track. The rest of these songs, I was just like, this is boring. And it just didn't hold my attention. The way he raps, the way he writes, the way he sounds on a track, and on this particular album, the way he was singing, I can't get behind that. Like, it just doesn't interest me. It's like the majority of this album was just mid-paced songs. There was no hype songs. Because I feel like if Wale has a voice, that I feel like if he got on the right beat, I don't need him to be like super lyrical. I think he would sound good. It's just over this type of production, I don't think he sounded that good. And I know you guys are saying he sounds comfortable, but I think sounding comfortable is not the same thing as sounding good on a track. Yeah, he might be back and sounding comfortable, like, yeah, I really like this song and I feel comfortable, but aesthetically, it did not appeal to my ears at all. Oh, and especially, goddamn, by the time it got to The Need to Know, I was done with this album. I was like, I can't even listen to this shit anymore. And those last three songs, bruh, no.
Yeah,
absolutely not. Like,
that's what I thought the most of the album was gonna be like, actually.
Well, the deal, this was a really like fucked up part like
those
was
last few tracks.
The Bloom, that was the only song that was actually a bit more upbeat and faster paced. It was just, I couldn't fuck with it because it was like that beat was just so fucking like, it was just so
Stokely. I don't know.
Stokely was killing.
It wasn't Stokely.
I know.
He wasn't the problem because he was singing his ass off. Like he always does. It was just the beat was just so derivative almost. Like it just sounded like this is so typical. And then it just went down. The Matrimony. The body, I was struggling. I was like, dude, I do not want to listen to this anymore. So yeah, I'm sorry, but I think Wale's just not made for me because I have not enjoyed anything this dude has done. But I've heard stuff that I think sounded better than this. Mm-hmm. This ain't the sound for Wale. Or at least fucking divvy it up a little bit. Make it a little different. You got basically an album about nothing, but it's an album of basically the same sounding thing. Shit. Throughout fucking 14 tracks. So, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I struggle with the pacing a little bit on this album. I think I was even talking to Bia Friday, I believe. And, you know, we were like, okay, it's not over, at least for me at that time, it's like, it's not overly bad. It's just like, where's the oomph? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what you said that.
Yeah.
I don't feel that.
Yeah, but it was missing that. And then, you know, as I continued, because I continued to listen to it, I said there has to be something in here. So I continued to listen to it more and more. So I was like, well, maybe he didn't intend for it to be that way. And if that was his intent to kind of keep it even keel and even pace, you know, yeah, I could see it turning off, you know, certain people because it was missing that turn up song. Yeah. Like it didn't really pick back up until the success, you know, with the Jake 1 beat. And then, of course, then with the Bloom, which was a little bit more uplifting, you know, with Stokely. So, and I would have liked to have like a turn up song on this.
You want
a
turn up
song? I mean, you know what I'm saying. So people can relate to what I'm saying. I'm sorry.
Because
when you had these type of beats, because a lot of the beats are very bassy, like they're booming, but there wasn't anything that was like. With
I don't
energy,
get that, bro. I don't get a booming, bassy.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
And don't either. Even start with the car, because I was listening to my house, my stereo, and yours. Don't start that bullshit.
I
listened to this at the house, and I was not getting a bassy doom anything. I was getting very mid paced. There was not a time where I was saying, like this.
Helium Balloon and the H Town song, like those two are very bassy type. You know, trap like the with the. With the synths in it.
Yeah, but it's very
it's slow. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm not getting a thump. To your point, I don't need a turn up song. I don't. Like, cause I still love Cudi.
Mm-hmm.
Cudi ain't got no turn up songs. That's not his style. And it almost seemed like this album was almost like a Cudi type of vibe. Like that really laid back and I'm spitting some real shit type of vibe. It just didn't sound good. It wasn't as, and I'm not even saying anything about his lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
His lyrics are fine.
Yeah, it's just the sound of it.
And he's a good rapper. It was just aesthetically the sound of this project. It just didn't interest me.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to send Ken an email, tell him, you know, my album wasn't better than songs. You can do that. But I'm not trying to disrespect Wale.
Ken's email on the site, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. So he gonna send you an email. My album wasn't better than Ritz.
Wale, if you watch it, man, I definitely fuck with this album. I don't know what the fuck C-Town. Like me and C-Town, we different. All right, that's cool. I think that's well been established. Yeah,
I
definitely fuck with this album. Like I said in the review, I think that this is the best project I heard from you since Attention Deficit. I fuck with this project. I fuck with Attention Deficit. But some of those projects in between, I'm just, you know, you kind of lost me. You lost me kind of as a fan. So I listened to your music that you released, and there's some of it I like, some of it I don't. This was a really good project. So I don't know what you're going to do moving forward, but I hope that it's as good as this, if not better.
My favorite project that you released was the mixtape About Nothing, and that was because you did address, you know, the industry and how you viewed the industry as well as some of the issues that were going on in society, with the Kramer being one of them. So yeah, and I was appreciative of the fact that you returned back to that on this particular project. And that's it, man. You know, other than that, just keep doing what you're doing.
Piggyback off Mike, you know, yeah, Wale is a good rapper. I'm not saying he's like bad or anything, because I mixtape About Nothing, and my favorite project by him is Back to the Features. It's the fact that he was able to keep up with a lot of those dope features he had on that mixtape. So that's easily my favorite project. But this one, six out of 14. I'm gonna stick with it, and rest I'm straight with it. So, but keep doing your thing, Wale. You know, keep talking about your issues, your personal stuff. Put your emotion, show your emotion on your sleeve. Keep doing that. If that's what you find your pocket in, keep doing that. But that's I'm straight. Just give me that first five songs. Success.
You can, I mean, I understand you being very protective of your art. I get that. And I understand that. But you cannot keep getting angry because people don't enjoy your art. It just doesn't
or
make sense.
Or accept it.
Or, well, I mean, yeah, or accept it. I understand you getting upset if somebody insults it. But just because someone says, I don't really like your music, or this person's album is better than yours. Come on, man. If that's really what you're making music and art for, then I think you're in the wrong business. Wale seems to be doing just fine with his fan base. He seems to be doing just fine with his label situation. So, yeah, just because I don't enjoy this project, he really shouldn't care. I will say, on the Bloom, there was one thing that really made me laugh, and that was when he said, I call you my flower because you're my bouquet. I literally laughed out loud extremely hard. So thank you for that line. But yeah, I agree with B. Wale is definitely a good rapper. I just think aesthetically, these songs don't interest me. And the songs on the other projects that I've heard don't really interest me that much. Wale on a feature, it's fine. Wale on an album doesn't really hold my attention like that. So that's really all I can say. Keep making introspective music. Keep making emotional and passionate music. Same thing I say about Drake. I just don't enjoy it, that's all.